Back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saver call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong, you mob. A new report reveals the extent of Indigenous WA homelessness crisis. New data shows Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people remain radically overrepresented in Western Australia's homeless population. The figures also show a sharp rise in the number of people using government-funded homelessness services in the state, particularly in the north. Compiled by the University of WA Centre for Social Impact, the Endless Homelessness in WA 2022 report provides an overview of homelessness in Western Australia. A decade of data held by the community agency and studies of the initiatives and programs aimed at ending homelessness in the state. We're going to catch up a yarn with our director, Centre Director, that's Paul Aflatu on the line. Paul, very good morning. How are you?
Good. And how are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Paul?
So I'm based at the University of Western Australia, Perth, and I'm on Whadjuk Noongar land at present.
Okay, beautiful. Big shout out to the mob there. Look, it's very sad. We're in the 21st century and very sad numbers extending for Indigenous people, First Nation people, homelessness, and the crisis is not good, Paul.
No, the numbers are very, very, very bad. And that overrepresentation that you mentioned, it's not only an overrepresentation, but it has been growing. So in the West Australian context, we're now seeing close to half of all of those that are getting support from homelessness services are Aboriginal people in Western Australia. But the rates of homelessness in terms of Indigenous homelessness across Australia are very high and remain high. That's from the census. That's from the Specialist Homelessness Services data. So it is a crisis, as you say, and it has been there for quite some time.
And regarding the data, is there communication with the people on the ground, with First Nation people who are homeless? Are they from communities, happen to be in the city? Or what is the cause of it all, and what can we do to fix it?
Yeah, so in terms of right across Australia, you're looking at, you have a much higher proportion of Indigenous people who are homeless in, outer regional, remote, very remote areas. But if you have a look at the data more closely, turns out that the majority are in major cities. So, and that does represent the population as well. So, yes, as you go out, you'll get a higher and higher proportion that are Indigenous. But in terms of total numbers, for example, in terms of total numbers across Australia, 26,000 Indigenous people in major cities got support from homelessness services in the last year, and that's higher than in a regional 16,000, out of regional 15,000, remote 9,000, very remote 5,000. And so you still, if you're talking about the proportions, well, the proportions rise, as you go out. But we still have the highest number of Aboriginal people who are homeless and receiving support actually in the major cities.
Yes. In regards to the solution to the problem, more housing, more services, probably also in the mental capacity. Psychologists?
You're hitting it right there. So, first of all, we need more housing. There's no question about that. We hope with a new national Labor government that is committed to a homelessness strategy, because we haven't had a national homelessness strategy for some years. It's been a pretty poor kind of focus on homelessness nationally. It's come down to states and territories doing their own thing, such as in Queensland or Western Australia. But housing is the big thing. And then you look at, in terms of various forms of housing. We also have a severe overcrowding issue in terms of Aboriginal people. So it's not just getting new housing for those who are without housing, but it's also getting the right kind of housing and looking at Indigenous community housing as well to make sure it's up to standard. So housing is the big thing, but as you mentioned, you know, there are other issues as well. So you know, alongside homelessness, you do see the impact of long-term issues around out-of-home care and the stolen generation, and they feed through. And then you've got family domestic violence, you've got drug and alcohol issues, and you've got justice issues as well. And so you need, a holistic kind of approach. Mm-hmm. So housing is fundamental, but you need a holistic approach. And also, you know, we have seen, and it's probably replicated in Queensland, but in Western Australia, we have seen the growth of the Aboriginal community-controlled organisations. They were very much in the health sector originally, but we are now seeing more and more in terms of homelessness. So, so health and drug and alcohol services, yes. But I think what's really good is now we're seeing the Aboriginal controlled organisations being better funded,
yes,
having new programs in the homelessness and housing areas, and that's pretty new, actually. That's relatively new.
And look, there should be investment in that area to help our mob. When we're talking about health, homelessness is a health situation. It snowballs into other issues, so very important. So with the data, with the finding, it then goes now to the Premier of WA, and then if not federal, Prime Minister, all the above.
Yeah, well, we've certainly sent it out in terms of Western Australia. Earlier in the year, we actually did a report, Ending Homelessness in Australia, and that we sent out everywhere, and we're going to resend that to the new federal government.
Yes.
We sent it out to them in opposition because they were committed to a national homelessness strategy, and I think that's and increasing housing as well. Our research just doesn't lie in books and all that kind of thing. We do advocate very strongly and push in terms of policy change, for sure.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much for the yarn, my friend. Big shout out to the mob there. Keep doing what you're doing, and we need to. There's another gap we need to close. Ain't that correct,
Absolutely.
Paul?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Fantastic. Yeah. You're right. You're spot on there.
Thank you, my friend. You take care.
Good. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, see you later.
Deadly Yarn there. It's the director of SENA, and we're talking about University of WA Centre for Social Impact, Paul Flatow, and talking about the new report reveals the extent of Indigenous WA homelessness crisis. And as you point out, well, it's virtually across the nation, not only in the state of WA, here in Queensland as well. So we need to close that gap in regarding homelessness for our mob. Have your say and yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I'm driving out to home to see my family, and I'm wondering if this old car will make it gradually. Dust and the heat is really killing me. Haven't been up this way in years. There's a sign saying we're close, and with my time I'll make the most and spend my time with my family. We'll go out where we should be. I listen to my grandfather's stories. I won't be in a hurry. Spend my time with my family.
Welcome back to your daily program, National Tall Black Family there. Warren H. Williams, big shout out, my brother. Hope you're well over there in Alice Springs. This is your daily program, National Tall Black, and we're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you seen Yarnum Strong? 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Otherwise, text the brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page, well, BBM987FM. Let's look at the headlines for the news. The four lies Chris Dawson told that landed him behind bars for murdering his wife, Lynette, is one of Australia's most high-profile murder cases and took more than 40 years to solve. Eventually, four lies put Chris Dawson behind bars. So that's that yarn there. The yarns we have is Mikhail Gorbachev dies. Soviet Union's last leader helped end Cold War. Also, distressing phone call with 15-year-old in adult prison prompts calls for urgent action. Paul Dawson's shocking tale of sex with schoolgirl kept out of the evidence. as a join-in of the first story there. Home Advantage federal politicians. Hefty property portfolios revealed in register of interests. Max died after eating walnuts. His parents say the hospital should have saved him. The story's here. Actress and model dies aged 32 after sudden unexpected illness. And that's Chalbi Dean, South African-born actress and model, dies after sudden unexpected illness. We could be jailed for publishing Sarah's face or name, but there are calls for that to change. Build wealth and build wealth the slow and sensible way with these seven strategies. So there you go, financial intelligence mob. Sixth threat to nuke the Queen. And other stories here leading the pack. There's a try-scoring gun eyes NRL dream with Dolphins. Cowboys re-sign youngster transfer centre. So that's news in the NRL there. Have your saying, Yana Strong, added to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416. sister, do you want to be in it? In the brand new day. Brand new day. Look at all those happy people, smiling, singing songs. Breeze enlightens me, and my spirit feels free. Oh, what a dawn. Just believe it. Hey sister, you were standing there in it. In a brand new day. It's a brand new day. No use in feeling sad all the time. Forget your troubles, put your hand in mine. Walk with me into a brand new day. God's love will be your reward. But come on out with me, 'cause you know he set you free. So praise the Lord. Yeah, praise the Lord. Hey people, just believe it. Your children, you were standing there in it. In a brand new day. It's a brand new day. And feeling sad all the time. Forget your troubles, put your hand in mine. Walk with me into a brand new day. It's a brand new day.
Yeah, Too Deadly, brand new day. Willie Kepper, big shout out, Willie Kepper, down there in Canberra now. And be cold in there, my brother, coming all the way from Badu Island, Wicho, Torres Straits. My brother, hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong on the daily number 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, 1 hour program live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BB and Bumbabrip Media, 19.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News National News Radio Service. And I want to give a big shout out to all our First Nation radio stations across this beautiful big country of ours. Deadly Black Network, and delivering all our yarns, all our stories, all our music, and catching up with our mob and hearing the, hey, say, the real deal regarding First Nation existence here in the 21st century. We the first people, always was, always will be. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? All right, continue with the news. Beloved music star, 29 years old, that's country singer Luke Bell, found dead after grabbing something to eat. Sad news there. Two stories, two sides that Penrith will not want to play in the grand final. And they go on the lines of the Melbourne Storms or the East Sydney Roosters. They're the two teams they don't want to play. But at the same time, Black Horse could be the Cowboys or Parramatta Eels. Anyway, have you say? Horrid, $750 a week. Sydney rental slammed over bedroom puddle. Top 10 most affordable yet desirable New South Wales suburbs close to the city. And James Duckworth reveals cheeky text from finance after win over Chris O'Connell. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say? Yarn Up Strong, your mob, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
About you, we are.
of our life. Mountains and streams, part of our dreams. These are things of our life. Let me tell you people, we are the one. Live our life under the sun. We have got to fight for our rights.
Yeah, Uncle Willie, Joe Geyer here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We've got plenty of Uncle Willies out there, and a big shout out to all the Uncle Willies. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumba Brip Media, 90.7 FM. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Going to catch up with Tony Gibbs. Good morning, brother.
Morning, Trev. A little bit more news for you. I listen to late night news and sometimes you hear a little bit of a thing in the night, and then you don't hear it again, and the editors get to it. They don't really want it broadcast. And the big story in my mind, I spy, is the Solomon Islands have refused entry to American ships.
Oh. So they're laying their law down, authorising.
Black law, that's their country.
That's their country, exactly. They have the last say.
That's their voice to the American government.
So got the green light for China to go there?
Yeah, well, you know, they say karma's or whatever you want to call it, and the Americans have been there in the strait through ships. Well, they've stayed away from... Anyway, that's one thing. Quickly, you might be... I'm trying to fill in time. Selwyn called on Monday, and there was a bit of a drama, a fryer, and... mystery, did he have a fire alarm or something?
Yeah, and I didn't hear the end of it, and he finished off with the conversation about the fire in Menunda, and I don't know if he said it was his house or next door, but he didn't fully explain. So if you're listening, someone, give us a call and tell us that situation, exactly.
I'm just showing if we care. And I listened to the first thing there about the homes, too expensive, everybody. Well, you know, you can understand the Solomon Islanders. I mean, here we've been promised native title for how long? Homes, home on the land. Not everybody wants a big $250,000 home.
Exactly.
Just want and that shows how Australia treats its people, and Goldsborough's the prime example. Goldsborough, for people been listening for years, is just a little bit upriver from Gouldvale, south of Cairns. Culture clash here, and a lot of people struggling with homes, and we've got no native title. It was turned into an ILUA. And then all the native title rights were taken away and state police controlled it. And then they got the right to camp for 3 days. I mean, they can live on that land. It's their home. Their land is their home still traditionally now today, and they're wandering around.
Exactly, exactly. They keep moving the goalposts, and we have solutions to the so-called problems, but common sense doesn't prevail, does it?
Native title was supposed to be home, and people can build their own communities and all the grey nomads. They can have art industries and they can do self-determination. That forces them. When they can get on the land legally, then they can build something.
Yeah, true. Good point.
Okay, I just don't want to hog the show, mate.
No, thank you very much for your input, my friend. You take care, Tony Gibbs.
Bye.
See you, mate. That's Tony Gibbs, regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. You too can be a regular caller by calling that number, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the bull run here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, National Talk Black, your program.
I try to keep an open mind, but it's floating in between the city lights. How can that be? Living on a rock my whole life, I can't stand dwelling on a thought like this. I need to show what I got to be better. Brother,
like I got the blue, 'cause the good time will last forever. Well, I got something new. You gotta keep pushing to get where you wanna be. Do what you gotta do, be who you wanna be.
Show,
show, show what I got to be better. I need to show. What you did for years.
What you did for
realize
years.
If you go out of your way.
Yeah.
Skip a few fears and listen to the rhythm chanting in your ears. Show what I got to be better. Oh yeah. I need to show what I got to be bigger.
You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
To Daily Mob, welcome back. Your daily program, National Talk Black, as I, Trevor Tim Trendy, Trev Murray from the Curry. And I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Trek to address rising rates of RHD in Australia, and that's rheumatic heart disease. A group of highly experienced doctors, health workers and First Nation leaders from across the nation have gathered to begin a deadly heart trek. Daily Heart Trek in Queensland, aimed at helping tackle the rising rates of rheumatic heart disease, RHD, amongst Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. We're going to catch up a yarn with Dr. Ben Reeves, paediatric cardiologist. On the line, Dr. Ben, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. Really good. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, fantastic to have a program set, a Deadly Heart Trek. We need to close a gap in this department, RHD, and we've got some good people at the table to make this happen.
Yeah, no, it's been a while in the planning, actually, Trevor. We've been working on this for a few years now, and we unfortunately had to delay things because of COVID outbreaks. Mm. But we finally got a really dedicated team of doctors and nurses and Indigenous health workers and community leaders together. And we are currently at Bamaga Primary School. We're hoping to see every child in Bamaga and Thursday Island and hopefully prevent rheumatic heart disease from claiming young lives. Yeah,
exactly. So with the new program, Deadly Heart Trek, what sort of range of activities that will be included?
So we're doing lots of things. So prior to us coming up, we were invited by communities and we asked them what they wanted from us, and in many cases it was to perform echocardiograms looking for rheumatic heart disease. There was always also a lot of interest in community education, skin checks, because we all know that skin sores can lead to a rheumatic fever and rheumatic heart disease. But even more important, I think, is partnering with the local communities and talking to people in the schools, in the health centres, on the streets, letting them know about rheumatic heart disease and what they can do to protect their children.
Yeah, so it's just to paint the picture regarding how can a person receive RHD?
So it all starts from a mild infection from a bacteria called group A strep. And we all have infections with group A strep. They cause skin sores and sore throats. But some people are more sensitive to that than others, and it can lead to rheumatic fever, which is inflammation of the joints and fever, a bit like a mild flu. And that can be overlooked at times. So people who are sensitive to this bacteria, they get this rheumatic fever, they tend to get repeated episodes, and it can cause damage to the heart valves, and that's the problem we're looking for.
Okay.
That's the thing that if it's left untreated, if it gets worse over time, it can lead to needing open heart surgery and valve replacement, and we unfortunately still see children and young people dying from this disease.
So, yeah, with that, it's prevention. We probably talk about it. We're all in this together. We're talking about cleanliness, and keep constantly washing your hands, that sort of stuff. I mean, we all need to do our bit, don't we? There's stuff that we can do.
Well, that's right. And if people in the community know about this, if they know that when their kids get skin sores or sore throats, they can take them to the health clinic, get a checkup, get treatment if they need. This will all go a long way in preventing rheumatic disease,
So we see a scratch on our child's knee, we sort of won't do much, we'll probably chuck on a band-aid and that's about all, but we need to be vigilant in that area.
Yeah, absolutely, So cover up the sores, absolutely, but sometimes you need antibiotics as well, and that's where the health clinics come in handy.
Yeah. So First Nation Health Organisation are at the table. You're talking about health workers and First Nation leaders. So very important to bring the numbers down with our First Nation people with the disease.
Yes. Yeah. Very important. And getting the message out, with the community leaders involved, that makes our job so much easier, getting the support of the community.
So with this, there should be more movement regarding doctors and health workers concentrating on this particular disease. Is there not enough work behind the scenes?
Well, I think so, and we're calling out for the government to put more resources behind this. We need more health workers. We need better training for our doctors, our medical students, our nurses. There needs to be just broader awareness and better treatment and better access to this important treatment for remote communities in particular. Because rheumatic disease was eradicated from most of Australia in the 50s and 60s, and now it's just especially in the north, in remote places where people don't have as good health systems. So that's what we're asking the government for, is to improve health systems for the community.
Well, I suppose the education department should be at the table as well when we're talking about our kids being at school, and if our teachers are noticing sores on our kids, to act on it there and then as well.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And these partnerships that we're making with education staff and schools, these are going to be really important moving forward.
Well, thank you very much for the yarn, my friend. Look, enjoy your time up there, Bamiga. We'll yarn soon, and all the best to you.
Thanks very much. Thank you for your time.
Take care, Dr. Ben. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
That's Dr. Ben Reeves, a paediatric cardiologist, and talking about the new program, Deadly Heart Trek, and a group of highly experienced doctors, health workers and First Nation leaders from across the nation have gathered to begin this deadly program, Deadly Heart Trek in Queensland, aimed at helping tackle rising rates of rheumatic heart disease, RHD, amongst Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. So there's another gap we need to be closing. It's very sad, but we all are in this together. So message out there to our mob. If you've got children and they've got sores happening, look, take them to the First Nation Health Organisation. Our mob, Black on Black, can help them fix that sore, but so it doesn't escalate, because it can be linked to RHD. So very important we do our bit as parents as well. It is a community thing. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. 7 minutes left on the program. Here's Roger Knox, Streets of Tamworth. Big shout out, Tamworth.
As I walk the lonely streets of old Tamworth, how I wish that I was back there in the dream time, in the country where there's always peace and quiet. Oh, I wish that I was back in the dream time. Hear the didgeridoo droning in the night, where the crawberries are seen by the firelight, far away from the glow of city lights. Now the old main street, it makes me and the taste of porcupine. I see my brothers and my sisters here in Tamworth, torn apart by government ways and city life. How I wish that I was back here.
Yeah, Roger Knox there, Streets of Tamworth, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Well, it's come to time where Trinity Trev signs off here for the program, New Mob. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow, that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Thank you for your company, Mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. You can always contact us via the text scene of the program, National Talk Black, 0457140550.